All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax and accounting needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, yesterday saw the UCLA Bruins officially name Chip Kelly as their new head football coach. And you knew that Chip Kelly was going to be a very hot commodity this year in the coaching ranks, because there have been so many big jobs that are out there right now. Kelly had also been courted by the Florida Gators, but now he's headed back to the West Coast. And the reason why I bring that up, in four seasons with the Oregon Ducks, he was 46-7. He got Oregon to the national championship game once, got him a Rose Bowl bid. They had a pair of Pac-10 championships, Pac-10/Pac-12. And, you know, he left Oregon in 2013 to pursue a career in the NFL as the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. He had success initially. He got the Eagles to 10-6 in 2014. They won the NFC East. Pardon me, in 2013, they won the NFC East. They went 10-6 again in 2014, but they failed to make the playoffs. And then by 2015, he had a mutiny on his hands as he was fired with one game left in the season. Then you go back to last year. He was a head coach of the San Francisco 49ers. And there he was just 2-14. So in parts of four seasons in the NFL, Kelly was 28-35. But this was a guy that simply seemed out of touch with his teams and his offenses, as he never adjusted to the pro game, as his offenses were more suited for college. Now, I think Kelly does have an opportunity to have an impact once again on the college game. This is a guy that immediately creates a buzz around this UCLA football program. Obviously, he's taking over for Jim Mora, and in six seasons with Jim Mora, the first three were much better than the last three. And I think a lot of that was due to the fact that the USC Trojans are now off of probation. And when USC gets good, they basically can get any recruit within the state of California that they want. So it is going to be imperative for Mr. Kelly to get on the ground, get his feet going, and get rolling right away. Why? Because he has to find a way to win that recruiting battle with USC. Easier said than done, but Kelly has to find a way to do it. And you look at some of the coaches around the Pac-12 right now. You have Chris Peterson in Washington. You have David Shaw at Stanford. You have Mike Leach at Washington State. You have Rich Rod at Arizona. I mean, these are guys that have names behind them, and I think Chip Kelly falls right into that mix. I don't think he's going to be able to have the immediate impact that a lot of people expect at UCLA, but I think he will have an impact. And the reason why is this: prior to taking over at Oregon, he was their offensive coordinator for 2 years. So he got a chance to put his system in, get guys recruited that fit his system. And by the time he took over for Mike Bellotti, he was really rolling. This time around, he's got to change things up for Mora a little bit, and he's got to get his guys in there and get his coaching staff in there. I still think there is potential for UCLA, but I think I'm going to give him an additional year or so before he really, really gets that impact going with this team. I think there is a buzz, but I think the most important thing for Chip Kelly, the two most important things for Chip Kelly are this. Number one, he's got to find a way to win that recruiting battle with USC, and at the same time, Chip Kelly has a big ego. So he's got to find a way to use that to the success of his program as opposed to the detriment. We saw his ego get the best of him in the NFL, and now it's just trying to adjust, get back to college, and get it rolling. But I'll tell you what, when a guy like Chip Kelly with his fun and gun offense are in the college games, it is definitely must-see TV, and I think it is definitely a good thing to watch. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed all of the fun and excitement this year, the 2018 season will begin for the Cyclones in June. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300poundsofsports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 12 in the NFL season. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.